Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Frank Ward from the state of California. We're talking show cattle with Frank in just a moment.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and Half Brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
We're talking now with Frank Ward, one of our judges here at the 2021 Oklahoma Youth Expo, handling one of the rings of purebred heifers. Tell me a little bit about your operation, though, in Northern California.
So we run about 120 miles north of Sacramento in a little town called Orland. We're a cow-calf operation where we raise registered Angus cattle and we raise club calves. Our boys, they're very actively involved in showing livestock where they show Angus heifers, manes, and keys, and they show a few steers as well. So that's kind of what we do up there.
I know that you, a couple of the comments that you made during the afternoon on the Hornheifer drive, you talk about the heritage of your family in that particular breed. You've got some history with the cattle industry.
Sure, yeah. I kind of got my start working for a large registered polled Hereford breeder about 25 years ago. In fact, I think they're the largest breeder at the time in the country in terms of registries. And I took care of their show and sale cattle for 6 years and kind of cut my teeth there. And I married a Hereford gal. My wife came, you know, with Hereford cattle, and we showed Hereford cattle for quite a few years when we were first married.
Tell me a little bit about this type of a show. How does it fit into the overall beef industry and what you're trying to do on the ranch?
You know, I think it fits well. A lot of people might debate that, but I think these good cattle, they're exactly what we want, especially in these heifer shows in terms of a beef female. I think you can go through all these breeds and you can look at these heifers and they're all moderate enough in their frame. They've got excellent feet and legs. The udder quality's good. Teat size is good. They're very feminine and practical. Yeah, they're pretty and they've been fit, but they're very practical cattle that I can guarantee will go survive in the real world.
And that's, you know, really what it's all about.
Exactly.
Obviously, you're wanting a good mama cow.
For sure, yeah. At the end of the day, they got to make a nice cow for me.
Now, as far as the industry is concerned, you've obviously been in it for a couple of decades. How they've evolved, I guess you might say.
I think they've changed a lot. And that's, I think, the show ring's gotten a lot closer to the real world and the commercial cattle industry, I think, in the last 10 or 20 years. You know, when I grew up showing livestock, you couldn't make them big enough and tall enough, and a lot of those cattle were pretty hard doing. Right. Then we kind of went through a stage where we kind of got after them and maybe got them a little too small. But I think right now we've got these cattle where they're real practical and they're the right size. A lot of growth in them, but still some eye appeal.
So the phenotypical approach and appraisal, how does that really, I guess, dovetail with EPDs?
You know, I think that's always a challenge, and that's what we're always challenged with as purebred breeders, right? You know, I think at the end of the day, though, there's some things that EPDs can't tell you. You know, what does that animal look like on the move? How long a stride is it taking? What's its fleshing ability look like? Just because on paper he says he's got a lot of growth doesn't mean that he's real easy doing. And I think that's where visual appraisal really comes in, you know, and at the end of the day, how feminine are they? And I think if you look at a lot of the old timers, you know, they selected those cattle that were real feminine and big-bodied, and they went on to make really nice cows. And I think a guy can still do that. I think you're crazy if you don't pay attention to EPDs in this day and age. I think, you know, select cattle that work for your program. And, you know, that's the challenge in the beef industry. Where I live in the northern Sacramento Valley of California, it's a lot different running a cow there versus maybe the desert of northern Nevada. You know, so we see a lot of variances in the kind of cattle we need to raise based on our feeding environment.
So as you get around the country, where's this beef industry going? Well, you obviously have a chance to see not just your part of the world, but as a judge, you see other parts of the country and some of these cattle operations that are represented.
You know, I think if you look at the breeds in general, they're all kind of gravitating to the same look. I think today when you look at these Supreme Champion females and all the different breed champions, a lot of them are going to look alike. You could probably paint them any color. So I think we're getting closer there, you know, if you compare us to the pork or the, you know, poultry industry where they've got them all that look the same. And I really do believe we're getting closer there. We're getting closer to the kind of phenotype we like and I think genotype as well.
Finally, you got to talk about the kids. I know that you enjoy interacting with them.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you know, it's always fun. And, you know, I always say as I've gotten older, it's gotten a lot different. I used to sell cattle to kids and I'd go to a show and I didn't think much of it. And now that my boys are showing and actively involved and, you know, it really hits the heart, I think, when you get out here in the ring and start judging because you know the impact you're making upon these kids and their families. And, you know, there's some tough choices you got to make. And one thing, you know, a lot of times in these Supreme Jives, I kind of get choked up anymore just because I take it so serious because I know what everybody's involved in, you know, and what they're doing out here. So, yeah, it's a family event for sure, and it takes the whole family to make it happen.
California cattle producer Frank Ward judging in the Purebred Heifer Division at the 2021 Oklahoma Youth Expo. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 24th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This sale is offering 68 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls and 20 registered females, along with 25 commercial open heifers. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji or Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.